Oh my God, I'm so not ready right now.
Just Hello, kidding. Everyone. Welcome to Tyrus and Timph. I am Timph. I am Catherine Timph.
Catherine Claire Timph. The vessel.
Yes, the vessel and the doctor.
And the doctor. And I'm just big ass Tyrus.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we're at.
Sir Tyrus.
That's right, sir.
Yeah.
Speaking of, big week for us. Mm-hmm. Big week. Award-winning week.
Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Yep.
We were on the top 10 politics podcasts, politics and news.
And new politics and news.
Yeah.
Don't short us.
Oh, yeah.
Don't do that.
And it's because of you guys.
And, well, Tyrus and Timph are pretty solid.
But if they didn't listen, then it wouldn't work.
But they stay tuned. You know, we have to give them a name. I think we need to bring them more into the show.
Yeah.
I think, like so you can do things like, where are my pterodactyls at?
Yeah.
And then, like, we get all these caws on, like, Twitter and stuff.
Yeah.
So we're at a point where maybe on the street it becomes fashionable to whenever any of our fans or supporters see us, they give us a bird, ca-ca, like, you know, a pterodactyl ca.
Ah!
Yeah. Well, the best that they can. No one's going to touch that.
Ah!
That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
But we need a greeting. And you know what? I think they should be more part of the story. I think they should, like, become our own investigative reporter, investigative pterodactyls.
Yeah.
Like, there are eyes in the sky and in the land and sea and air. And, like, they could go out and find stories, send them in to us, right? They get credit. Like, and when Devin reads, which, by the way, I guess we're stuck with her now because we weren't in the top 10 before she started reading. So I'm
now
sure.
Now we're in the top 10.
She's let everybody
know. She's taking all the credit.
Yeah. Reading is power. They wasn't bullshit. Like, reading is power. So maybe we could, like, fans out there, just send us story links on either Twitter or the gram to me and Kat. And if we pick your story, we'll give you credit. So it'll be
we'll
like –
give you a shouty-outy.
Yeah, you get a shout-out, you know. No pay.
No.
We're not there yet.
No.
We're not saying at some point we can't, but just not right now.
Right.
So any other announcements? Oh, we won awards. And we had the big announcement on the Greg Gutfeld Show, which the one time I waited for you to say you can see at 10 p.m. Eastern. And
oh, yeah. p.m. Eastern Saturday night, only on Fox News Channel.
Yeah, thanks. We announced our run for presidency.
Correct.
For the Democratic Party, even though we're both not Democrats.
Right.
But the PC police are having a fit.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can't exclude us. I have a right to identify as Republican, and they cannot bring up your age. They cannot bring up the fact that you're...
I identify as 59.
And they cannot touch that. So, you know, when that... what's that?
I have an old weathered soul.
She does.
Very leathery, like it's been in a tanning bed a lot.
Ooh.
Even though it has not.
Very Floridian, like you worked in like an orange grove.
Yeah.
And like, we're like, hey, here's a hat. No,
I'm
don't
thinking
need
more
it.
Like I was shucking clams.
Yeah. Oh,
my soul
were,
has been shucking clams.
Yes, down by the beach. And that's just straight heat because of reflection of the water, too. So you're getting it on all ends.
Yeah.
So someone come up to you, hey, would you like some sunblock? And you're like, no. No, I'm shucking clams here.
Yeah.
I ain't got time for sunblock.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what the leathery. And then
leathery
you smoke.
Soul.
A lot of vaping, too.
Yeah.
Because the results, you know what? They're attacking vape now. Did you see that?
Oh, hell yeah, I saw that.
It's crazy, right?
It is.
Like, they don't know if it's bad for you. They honestly don't know.
Yeah, I know.
But
I'm really rolling,
just assuming that
I'm
it's
really
bad.
I'm really rolling the dice here because I fall asleep with this in my hand every night.
The vape.
Correct. Much like a child in a pacifier,
now,
except it gives you a buzz.
Is it
they came out with a pacifier that gave you a buzz. I would buy that.
They did. It's called vape.
Yeah.
I'm eating.
Nicotine pacifier. There's a market for that.
I'm starving.
Nobody steal that idea. Nicotine. All the raver girls would buy them. Nicotine pacifiers. Hell yeah. They'd be walking around the raves with their little pacifiers full of nicotine.
I'm going to be honest. I remember as a kid, it was in style for a couple of years in high school where grown-ass men had pacifiers in their mouth.
I don't know where the hell you went to school.
Like Menace to Society. Like some of those hood movies, like some of the most gangsterous dudes on the planet would have a AK with a baby pacifier in her mouth. Who? There was a rapper who was doing that for a while. I know the dog lady's around here. She's like a music guru. Where's she at? Like, somebody. Oh, Boys in the Hood. Homeboy had a pacifier in his mouth. Mm. Remember that? He always had a pacifier in his mouth when he's in the car. He's like, shut up, fool. They all laughed at him. He had a pacifier in his mouth the whole time.
Mm.
So, you know, it's been done. But it was a thing for a while where dudes were walking around with pacifiers.
I'm just thinking if we had somehow nicotine coming out of these pacifiers, it'd be a big hit.
I think so. There'd just be some confusion with children, though.
That is true. Nicotine is not for the children. Wu-Tang is for the children.
Yeah.
Nicotine is not for the children.
That's actually one of our big platforms on Timph and Tyrus 2020. Actually one of our big platforms.
Tyrus and Timph 2020, Wu-Tang's for the children. Nicotine is not for the children.
Yep. It's break bread or play dead. And we're actually working on a town hall maybe, perhaps. Yeah.
We're going to try and make it happen.
Tyrus and Timph town hall mediated by, Devin.
We haven't asked Devin, but she's going to
We're asking her now. You'll be strict but fair. I think it'd be big with an audience. I think we'll bring the people in. We'll answer questions. It'll get serious. Whatever the issues the other side are, we will do it either $10 cheaper, or if you need more spending, we'll go $10 more.
All right.
So that about covers it. We got everybody beat. Healthcare, yeah, we got it. Right? You have healthcare?
Yeah.
I do too. So we're good. All right, cool. You want to do a story?
Yeah, I figure, like, why not?
Speaking of you got it, man-made bomb threat to get girlfriend off work. What is the world coming to?
A New Mexico man is facing charges after police say he made a bomb threat to a Family Dollar so his girlfriend could get off work. Aaron Gutierrez, 26-year-old, was arrested after police obtained phone records through search warrants that he called in a bomb threat to get his girlfriend off of work so he could see her. He was charged with making an unlawful bomb scare and faces 18 months in jail.
Man, now he's really going to miss his girlfriend.
Yeah, for real. And he's going to be somebody else's. Like, that was not played out too well.
Yeah, I mean, listen. We do not stand for bomb threats at Tyrus and Timph.
No, we are dead against bomb threats.
We are dead against. However, if you need to make a bomb threat, don't use your own phone.
Words to live by.
I mean, you should know this from making crank calls as a child. *69 before your bomb threats, America.
Not to mention, he was trying to get his girlfriend off work. So I'm just going to speculate here. I'm pretty sure he's called her work a lot.
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody knows we'll call her Tiffany. Old Tiffany's boyfriend's calling at lunch to see when she's there so he can sit at lunch break with her and watch her eat her sandwich before she goes back into work. You know what? I hope this guy gets all 18 months. I hope he does hard time because he makes it hard on dudes who are just trying to do the bare minimum in a relationship and not get heat on it. Like, I don't want to just drive in like, I'm going to go see her at work or – you know what? Like, usually that's your break time. She's like, oh, I have to work. Sweet. I can play Xbox and lift weights and see my friends. But no, this dude, he want to call in a bomb threat because she's like, oh, it's so sweet. He caused a panic and riot at my job just so we can hang out. And here's the thing. She probably is pissed.
I'd be mad.
I'm pretty sure that's fireable. I mean, that's got to be. She probably lost her job.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, right?
Yeah, I would bet that she did, because you think that he would have told her, right? Because if he didn't tell her, that would scare the out of her.
Not this guy. Oh, no. Babe, I love you so much, I called the bomb threat in just so we could be together. Babe, I'm with you. Like, the only thing that could save her is if she turned him in. Maybe she turned him in. Because you know what? Women don't like when you with their money.
No.
Like, you guys, we will take embarrassment. Like, I've been embarrassed at work. Boy, I've had an ex show up at work.
Mm.
Like, oh, you want to break up on somebody? And I'm like, ma'am, did you want fries? I like literally was working at Burger King and was like, came to the checkout stand, like, say something now. I'm like, hi, welcome to Burger. Oh, real funny. Like, and I got fired because she caused the scene. But women don't like that. I ended up still dating her because, well, she let me do stuff. So, and I was young. and stupid. Because men are young and stupid. That's why both men are shaking their heads, because they've been in the same situation where women, if you cost women money, that's it, bruh. That's a wrap.
Yeah, I feel as though if somebody called a bomb threat into my job to hang out with me, there would have been a time in my life where I may have been flattered.
But not now.
But not now.
You're too busy.
Yeah, now thinking, you know, because at the time I was just so desperate for any sign that this man wanted to be with me at all.
Yeah, but that's not the case now.
No, not the case.
You're running for president of the United States for the Democratic Party as a libertarian. That takes guts.
Yes.
And you're in a happy monogamous relationship.
I sure am.
That takes guts.
Yes.
And you would not hang out with someone who calls in a bomb threat.
No.
No matter what.
Got standards now.
Yeah, she's not playing. And this, you know what? Like I said, I know he can't get the chair for this, but they should threaten him with it. They should call in the chair. Like, somebody should call in. They should do it to him. Like, when he's getting sentenced, and the one attorney be like, "And yes, we're going through with the death penalty." Like, they should call in a death penalty threat on him. Let him see what it feels like to be afraid for a little while, you know, and then say, "Oh, just kidding. Just, we wanted to spend time with you before you were sent off to mass incarceration because you're, you know, for ruining your girl's career," whatever that could have been. I mean, she could have been on a fast track. She could have been on a fast track to management. You know what's going on. Now it's all gone. She's got to start over. You know, at Arby's, not just we have the meat for sandwiches. That's the world we live in now. They have to clarify it's for sandwiches.
Yeah.
So no one gets offended. And this guy wants to cost her a job. Oh, man, you know, it just really, you know, it really challenges me. You know, it just challenges me. And speaking of challenges, the latest dangerous teen craze online. Kat, this is really going to upset you.
Teens are daring each other to eat plastic packaging, cardboard boxes, and fruit peels, and posting videos of themselves doing it to Snapchat in a bizarre new social media trend called Shell On. While not as dangerous as the potentially fatal Tide Pod Challenge, which involved eating laundry detergent pods, doctors still advise against eating anything that isn't food. A recent video posted to Snapchat shows a sophomore at a Tempe, Arizona high school biting through a plastic bag filled with carrots.
That's fine.
What?
Yeah, it's fine. If they want to eat plastic, at least they're not out there, you know, having orgies.
But at least an orgy is safer.
An orgy is not safer than eating plastic.
I mean,
orgy could be completely safe depending on everyone out
there. If you're into plastic,
know your status.
Know your status.
Get tested for STDs.
Right. We at Tyrus and Temp 100% getting tested.
There's nothing to be ashamed of. Go out there. Some STDs have no symptoms. You might not know.
Some live with you forever and just come back every 5 or 6 years to say hi, usually when you're finally in a good relationship, so I've heard.
But if you're going to have an orgy, use protection.
Right.
And get tested.
And not plastic bags with carrots. That's not going to get it done.
That does not work.
Not going to get it done. You know, urban legends like tinfoil. Bad
news. Ouch.
Gloves, latex gloves also. No, doesn't. There's desperation sometimes when you're young and stupid. So it has to be specifically designed for whatever it is. Dance of love you're attempting to do.
Okay, so this is what kids are doing these days.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to homework is right. I did homework. That's all I did was homework. Let's see.
You know what, though? I kind of dig the whole challenge thing. Maybe we should do a challenge on here.
Yeah, I mean, eating a cardboard box, like a piece of it. If somebody ate a whole cardboard box...
I won't eat a cardboard box, but we have peeps here. I would be willing to see how many peeps I could fit in my mouth.
Oh, dear God.
And still have a conversation.
Oh, dear God.
I would do the peeps challenge. Did we just invent a challenge?
The peeps challenge?
You want to do the peeps challenge? I would say, how many peeps are there on that one big box right we got here?
I'm not good at estimation.
Our set's decorated with peeps for some reason. Oh, yeah, I guess. Oh, I don't want to eat. I don't want to get into it. I don't want to go there. The vessel.
Resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's all.
All right, cool. Well, back to peeps, if we could, before we got into that. I forgot who I was dealing with. She is the vessel, and everything doth go through her. Let's see, there's 2, 4, 6, 8. There's 10 peeps in that package. I think I could fit 10 peeps in my mouth and still have a conversation for one story.
Prove it.
What?
Prove it. I said, prove it.
Okay, well, while I do this, you have to go to the next story while I prep.
Speaking of Easter,
we have an update from last week's sexy first Easter
update.
Display.
All right, you guys at Casual, pay no attention to me.
It's now bigger and sexier than ever. Last week, we brought you the story of the New Jersey dentist whose sexy Playboy-inspired Easter display caught attention when an unhappy passerby took shears to it in front of a news crew. Well, it's back and sexier than ever. Dr. Genghi rebuilt his display after the attack and added 2 male mannequins after receiving complaints online. There are signs of no trespassing and caution tape surrounding the display now. And Dr. Genghi is currently pressing charges on the woman who destroyed the original display. She's been charged with criminal mischief.
What do we learn here, folks?
3.
Sex always wins. Do not go up against sex. You will lose.
3.
He's got 3 in his mouth so far.
4.
It's just, I wonder how this will affect this man's dental practice. I really wonder.
Wow, they're really sugary.
Yeah, that's... He's number 5 going in now.
5.
If he chokes, I can't Heimlich him.
I have to move it around.
Yeah.
That's it's a lot of sugar. Wow.
Kids, do not try this at home. We don't want to be responsible for any choking children. We also stand against choking children
here
at Tyrus and Tim...
Totally against that.
We are staunchly, and I believe if you look into our records,
6.
You will find that we are not only anti-children, we have been consistently anti-choking children.
Yeah, children, you don't choke. You shouldn't speak when you eat, but this is different.
Do not try this challenge.
The saliva is the tough part.
Yeah, you're drooling and it's like kind of yellow from the sugar.
Yeah. It's a skill.
That's 8?
I wish.
Oh, that's 7? Are you swallowing some of them? Are you cheating?
No, I'm squishing this marshmallow. And you have to squish it.
All right.
It's not like beef jerky or something. Ah! This is like tough.
All right. I was hungry when I arrived, and I can say I am no longer hungry now that I'm looking at... Oh my God, there's yellow foam coming out of your mouth.
I know.
There's yellow foam dripping all over your shirt.
I know.
It's a sentence that I've never thought
really
I would say.
Bad idea.
Okay, this is a really bad idea.
Why did you let me do this?
You look like some sort of like...
Why did you let me do this?
You look like not entirely human right now. Like, because of the neon fluids.
I need a paper towel.
Because of the neon fluids
I'm
coming out of your mouth, you don't look... Like you're from this earth. She's... Okay, he's putting in another one.
9. And I miscounted. There's 3 more.
I'm going to vomit.
Don't do it until I get these in.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Devin's dry heaving. Like, this is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen.
It's about the challenge, kids. I have 3 left.
Oh, my God.
I'm just going to go for it. Sometimes you just gotta cram it in there and just see what happens, okay?
I've never... Well...
Oh, no! Oh, no! I cannot laugh, Kat. All right, here we go. Whew. All right. Sometimes you gotta...
You're ruining Easter.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even look over there right now. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
He did it. He fit a whole pack of peeps in his mouth. Wait, stop. I need to photograph this. All right. Don't choke, please. We don't want anyone choking on this episode or any episode of Tyrus and Timf. Hold on. I'm not done yet. All right. I'm Instagramming it.
Okay.
I'm not looking over there while you're dealing with whatever that is.
Oh, no.
I almost just killed you.
Yeah. Because that was funny.
... You know, get this up on the Instagram story.
You know, sometimes you just do things.
Yeah, I know how that goes.
And it's like a dog chasing a tire. I just never know where it's going to go.
Did you eat all those?
No.
You did.
What else was I going to do? You want me to spit out chewed up marshmallow?
I appreciate the fact that you didn't.
Some things in life you just do for the team. You know, you just...
He was foaming yellow glitter at the mouth.
Yeah, I was literally the angriest Teletubby you've ever seen in your
glitter.
Life. It was really angry Teletubby.
You looked like something out of a child's nightmare.
I look like I ate Big Bird.
Yeah.
I
bedazzled Big Bird.
Yeah, Big Bird on his quinceañera. I devoured him in front of everybody. Sorry. Whew, and I got a sugar rush, man.
Yeah, you're not going to feel good, I would guess. You just have a giant marshmallow ball in your stomach right now.
Yeah, you know what? Again, I never said I was a scientist. I never said I was, just impulsive, and it was about the show, you know? And it's not really a cool challenge either, I got to be honest. It's like... I just shoved marshmallows in my mouth.
Get a hobby. Learn to play the clarinet, kids.
Yeah.
The flute, the clarinet.
Trombone.
Get on the soccer field. Get yourself a tuba.
Yep.
You know, if you find yourself eating plastic.
Yeah.
You know, that's... Again, it's better than having an orgy.
What? Shoving peeps in your mouth? It is not. It is. I'm going to go out on a limb. Even an STD-filled orgy where you're walking through landmines is probably more better than... and I miscounted. Apparently there was 12.
He just shoved 12 peeps in his mouth.
And I'm... Whew, yeah. I you know what? I thought maybe the guys who ate the 125 hot dogs or whatever, I guess I feel that kind of way where I'm full for all the wrong reasons. And I just... Wow, what a waste of calories, too.
I was just going to say, that's such a waste of calories.
Just empty calories. Just, wow.
Sugar-covered marshmallows.
Bad.
12 of them.
That's, in itself, is fat-tacular. I mean, that's fat-tacular. That's like next level. Like, wow, what could we make to make us fatter? You know how much corn syrup, corn fructose syrup I just ingested?
Quite a bit.
Like, they should do ads on that instead of going after vape. The truth?
Yeah.
They should be like, yo, stop eating that candy bar. You're killing yourself, kid. Speaking of killing yourself. Oh, man, you just can't get that taste out of your mouth, man. Large flightless bird attacks and kills man in where?
Florida. A large flightless bird native to Australia and New Guinea killed its Florida owner when it attacked... When it attacked him after he fell, a cassowary killed the man Friday on his property near Gainesville, likely using its long claws. Cassowaries are similar to emus and stand up to 6 feet tall and weigh up to 130 pounds. The San Diego Zoo's website called cassowaries the world's most dangerous bird. The cassowary can slice open any predator or potential threat with a single swift kick. Powerful legs help the cassowary run up to 31 miles per hour through the defense forest underbrush.
I gotta get me one of these birds.
No, you don't.
I don't think it would get me.
Oh, it would get you.
Nah, it wouldn't get
me. You know how it got him?
He fell.
Up until that, they had a love affair. It was his favorite bird. He was breeding them.
Yeah.
And he was feeding them, and he fell. And the bird was like, oh, you fall, you got to go. So, no. And I love pets. But, you know... I just think of, you might as well have a pet cemetery in your backyard if you're going to have
any pet could kill you, though. A dog could kill you.
No.
A goldfish, if you try to eat it and you choke on it, you could die that way.
No, man. Don't go down there. Don't go into the cassowary, Kenny. Don't go in there. It's bad. They're dangerous birds. They do not around. If their name was not so hard to say, they'd be our mascot.
Here at Tyrus and Tim, we do not advocate you get a dangerous bird.
No, not, yeah.
If you want to get a parrot, I don't understand that, but go ahead. I mean, I wouldn't want something yapping at me. That's not
human.
Well,
not to mention,
I have enough problems with humans yapping at me.
As much as you and I talk about, when somebody walks by, look at that guy. Rah, look at that guy.
Yeah.
She's a, whoa, hey, no, it's the bird. You know what I'm saying? They repeat everything you say.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to. You don't want to come back down on you.
It sounds like the cassowary, though, is related to the pterodactyl.
It is. The cassowary is just, well, it's a long way away, but yeah, they are technically related because they're bird. Well, pterodactyls were dinosaurs who were evolving the bird. So yeah, they are related, technically. We could change mascots.
No. Pterodactyl. Never changing.
Even though my cassowary's heart, got stripes.
Pterodactyl should be the mascot of America.
You know what? I'd be in favor of that. Because it was our idea. So, no. Like, I know you like tegus.
I do.
I know you like bearded dragons.
I do.
You thought about a Komodo dragon?
I want one, yeah.
Yeah. But this bird will tear your stomach out with its claws. And in my case right now, could you imagine blood and guts and literally peeps?
I would say they'd be like peeps, a big slimy ball of
peeps,
marshmallows
everywhere. And he probably thought I was eating his babies.
Mm.
So it would have went horribly wrong for me, you know, but like they're only, you know, as cold as they're, well, I guess they outweigh you. They're 134 pounds.
Yeah, that does outweigh me.
Yeah. So like you would really, really, really have to be careful, Kat, because they're a lot bigger than you. And with birds, size matters.
Yeah. Why didn't he just clip the bird's toenails if the claws were the problem?
Because the claws are the size of a truck. Like, they have huge, huge claws. They're always growing. Like,
you'd think
can't.
You'd want to, you know, if you file those down, you know?
Yeah.
It says the claws were 4-inch dagger-like on each foot.
They're
file.
Phenomenal.
Get yourself a Sally Beauty Supply. Go get a nail file.
Sally's Beauty Supply.
Go get a nail file.
I know that because I get the peanut from there. It's the best thing to shave my hair with. It's the best little. It's called the peanut. Well, y'all don't know this. Oh, I guess you don't.
I don't have a beard, bro.
Well, they
have
hair
stuff there.
Not
to brag.
They have hair stuff there. It's a woman's store, but the peanut is a clipper. You know, a shaver, and it's like the best. It gets the closest to your skin. Like it's like without using the razor, the peanut's like there. It's big. Everyone knows what I'm talking about. Everyone knows. Hashtag peanut. If you guys are looking for a sponsorship, I'm tiresome available. My barber uses it. So, yeah, the peanut, you go there for that. But, yeah, just stay away from the birds that can kill you. Chickens are nice. You know, I saw a documentary on chicken people. They raise chickens for competitions. They win trophies and stuff. We like trophies. And they're very dedicated to their birds. And, you know, that's a good way to go. If you really got to be out there, I guess a falcon's cool. Scratch you up a little bit. But, you know, 6 foot, 135-pound bird bent on destruction and hates mankind is probably a bad choice.
Oh, we should do the mashed potato story then. I'm hearing we have our reporter on.
Oh, speaking of flamboyant birds, yes. Oh, speaking of flamboyant birds, who could forget the performance last week from Aaron where he basically was rude beyond measure. So let's hope he actually has some. You know what, Kat? Why don't you take this one? I'm going to try to stay out of it because I think him and I just butt heads, you know? So maybe you take the front on this one with him, and I'll interject when I feel like he's, you know, he's going off the rail.
All right, let's do this mashed potato story.
So we have Aaron here with the mystery mashed potato in a Mississippi town. Residents of a neighborhood.
Yes.
Go ahead, Aaron.
You just interrupted her. Why are you interrupting
her? Okay,
Aaron?
I guess you could go.
Let her go, Aaron.
Just because she's a woman, her
I'm
voice
serious,
doesn't
man.
Matter?
Damn it. Stop it, Aaron. Just shut up. Shut up.
We have a secure connection. That's all I was saying, because when she said, we have Aaron here, that's code for, are you on the line? And yes, and I was actually really looking forward.
Why does it take you a marathon to just say, you know what, guys, I'm sorry, Devin, please have the floor. Can't you just say that? Do you have to take us on the fantastic voyage of how you got to the hearing standby? Just chill, bro. You're going to get a chance to talk. Just let Devin finish. Don't apologize. Just be quiet. Devin, please. I'm so sorry.
Thank you, Tyrus. Residents of a neighborhood in Mississippi are confused by the bowls of mashed potatoes they're finding on their cars, porches, and mailbox. The neighborhood is described as a quirky one, with residents decorating road signs and putting Christmas trees in potholes. But some residents fear there's a more sinister message behind the potatoes. One resident who almost stepped in a bowl of potatoes has been quoted saying, some people were thinking maybe the mashed potatoes were poisoned to kill animals. I didn't taste it. It's unclear if anyone has eaten the potatoes, and news outlets report residents haven't alerted law enforcement. Aaron, please take it away.
Yes, and why don't these residents report it to law enforcement? Because they're hesitators. And
is that a joke?
No, that was a fact. I am actually.
I felt like that was
a joke, and it didn't
land. I felt
like
it was a joke. I felt like he planned that.
I want you to know for your own
benefit.
It didn't land.
Nope.
All right, keep going.
Well, but I have landed in Jackson, Mississippi, where this potato crisis is happening.
Puns.
Yeah, he's a real pun guy.
Dash.
I'm sorry, what did you say? Mash?
The story?
Yes, please, continue.
Where people are mashing these potatoes, leaving them everywhere, and I have a problem with it. They're not even good potatoes. These are the instant kind of potatoes. So these bandits clearly do not care about what kind of a message they're trying to send. And there are people that are worried about poisoning things, I think birds mostly.
You just insulted all the hardworking Americans who work in the instant potato industry.
Which, by the way, is one of our sponsors, you sanctimonious son of a...
Bet you we have some listeners out there that work in the potato
industry.
What about all the chefs? What about all the chefs that actually take the time to mash these potatoes? You know,
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Don't ever say potato. That's a good way to get fired.
What did you say? Say it. It's potato. Say it again.
All of the chefs that take the time to meticulously mash these potatoes.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
All right.
What?
I've had enough. That's a fireable offense.
You what? Do this on purpose.
We're not paying for your flight home, Aaron.
I'm not ruining anything.
Welcome to your new home,
go back to that. Why
Jackson,
do you say,
Mississippi.
Yeah, why do you say ruin? It's say ruins.
Ruins, like old ancient temples, things
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, ruins.
No, ruin is when you destroy something, when you throw a monkey wrench in this.
What planet are you on?
Spoil someone's plans. I'm in Jackson, Mississippi.
And you're staying there.
How many boxes of mashed potatoes did you buy, Aaron?
You ate all the potatoes, didn't you?
No, you made them.
No,
you are the mashed potato guy.
They don't even have garlic in them. And I have a problem with people who eat mashed potatoes and do not use garlic, okay?
He's really pushing it.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
He thinks that we won't leave him in Jackson. We just canceled your flight home.
Canceled.
We canceled
your flight.
Your flute.
Yeah, your flute.
Hawama.
Oh, so you're making fun of the way I talk now. Is this, you know, I'm being...
You're making fun of it by the way you talk.
You want a career in broadcasting, you got to be able to say words.
Yeah.
Key. It's key.
That is how you pronounce potato, all right? If you look at the English in England or in Great Britain...
Jeff, you're a freak.
This is America, Jack, and I'm not going to sit there and let you talk bad.
Yeah, we won that war.
Yeah, you're not going to talk bad about potatoes.
We won that war.
If you can't...
You ever hear of a little something called the Revolutionary War?
Yes,
you ever hear of the 4th of July? You ever hear of a year called 1776? We are patriots here at Tyrus and Tim.
Yeah,
we
and when
know
you have
who
a
won
picnic,
that roar.
And when you have a picnic on the 4th of July, you have potato salad, bruh, not potato salad. Like, what's the matter with you?
Potato what? Where did you get off pronouncing? How did you say that again? What is wrong with you?
Salad? I was trying to talk like you.
No.
Oh,
I,
let me
I,
guess.
I
you say salad.
In my life. Yes, that's how it's pronounced.
Okay.
All right, so you're trying to brag now.
Devin has breaking news, Aaron. Darren has breaking news. Please hold.
Well, that's always a complete waste of time.
He always does this. Ruined. What?
Potato? You think you're better than me?
I think he does.
I think so, too.
He's a betterist.
Terrible.
Well, in light of just weird and awkward, I think it's... We might just keep riding that, let that dog hunt, so to speak, because you know she's here. It's another installment of Nora's puppy poems, ladies and gentlemen. In case of those of you who can't see at home, she's waving to us.
I'm cleaning my glasses.
I'm swallowing coughed up. Peeps. So.
Oh God!
It's in my beard, isn't it?
Your body's never going to be the same. Like your organs are probably failing right now, and you don't even know it.
No, you know what's failing is me looking like I attacked somebody at work, and I have like food. Like I just literally was at an all-you-can-eat buffet and just said, "Fuck it, I'm eating." Like no forks. Like our boy at Olive Garden. No forks, just eating with my hands. But
we're not on his side. We're on that guy's
side. We're not. It's not about me right now and Kat. It's about our dear friend, Nora, who also is the attaché of booking and all things audience on the Greg Gutfeld Show.
Which you can see Saturday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern, only on Fox News Channel.
We have a little intro for Nora, actually.
Nora has an intro. Well, okay. Well, take the peeps out of me. All right, go ahead.
Nora's Dog Poems. Oh, my God. I have an intro. That's fantastic.
All right, Nora.
Wow.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Do we have an intro? Well, it's still going.
I kind of love it.
Wow. It's a really long intro.
It makes it sound like my poetry is going to be super poignant.
No, you can say it with the with the music underneath.
That's what I thought we're going. Start, yeah. She gets the. You're rapping now.
Do you want to start again? You want to try again?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll try that again.
Okay.
Don't you dare take any of this out.
Nora's Dog Poems.
My name is Sal, short for salami, and I really love my new mommy. Her name is Jack. She try on clothes. Then she does a boop my nose. She holds the bone for me to chew. She do prefer this to her shoe. His name is Liam. He loves salami even more than folding laundry. Whenever it's time for me to walk, don't worry, Jack. He won't balk. I promise you won't be feeling de burn. It's mostly always gonna be Liam's turn. I'll learn all my manners in due time. Meanwhile, here, have some wine. And if ever things get really too hot, Aunt Nora will dog sit. She'll bring...
Thank you, Nora.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. could we get the dog poem lady one more time? That was pretty cool.
Nora's Dog Poems.
That's pretty good.
That's amazing.
That's pretty good. Wow. Wow. Just, you know what? So, I guess.
That wasn't about my dog, as you can tell. That was about a different dog.
I did pick up a difference.
I had some new subject matter this week.
So what's it like? So did you sit down with the other dog and putting this together, or was it just...
No, this was for a bridal shower that I attended last weekend, my brother's fiance.
So you could do weddings then?
You should make this a business.
They might let me read it at the wedding. We'll see. Now, everyone had to write a poem for the new couple about something that they would like do together, first thing together, you know.
Wait, they did dogs together?
No, so it was like, you know, there was a list to choose from, and it was like first night in a new house, or like first night with a new baby, and first night with a new puppy, because they're planning on getting a dog.
And that's where you came
in. I saw that on the list, and I obviously snatched it right away, because I already do dog poetry, so.
You do. So do you have a rival? Is there other people in your field?
I was inspired by like all of the stuff I see on Instagram. I follow a lot of dog accounts on Instagram. So there is someone on Instagram who, you know, does like really funny ones that I loved. So that's like kind of where the idea came from, I guess.
So dog accounts?
Yeah.
It's like if Kat and I were to start following, there's not like a lot of butts though. It's not a dog because Kat does not play
butts. I'm actually fine with animal butts.
Oh, okay. Well,
they don't have to wear clothes.
I stand corrected.
It's cute. It's like little memes or little poems. Like, you know, doggos doing things or pup poems. There's all these silly accounts, and it's just, yeah, hilarious.
So do you know you're sitting on a gold mine, or are you just waiting, or what?
I'm saving it for you guys.
When's the book coming out?
Maybe in a few more years. Like, I think I need to – it would be a good coffee table book, right? Because as we've talked about before, mine go with pictures. So.
I know for sure Dana Perino would invest.
I've sent her one or two just, you know, to share.
I'm not sure Kat's there yet.
When I start writing about sheens, she'll be into it, I bet.
Next time I want one about sheens.
We can do that.
But do he's I have not to
read
a dog.
Do I have to read it in his voice, though?
No, you don't have to. Sheens, how did you get here?
Oh, the crazy ladies writing poems about cleaning.
I think these peeps have me hallucinating. I'm beginning a sugar rush. Are you
That's
talking
Kat's,
like a skinny
not
Cartman?
Sheens. That's Cheems. That's Kat's cat.
That's how he talks.
That's how he talks.
Hey, ma'am, how are you? My name is Cheems.
You would know that if you knew him.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't have the pleasure.
One day.
Maybe I'll, you know, give me a call on the phone and we'll just shoot the stuff. Yeah, I don't. I have a couple cats, but I actually try to get rid of them. So they, you ever have a bad day and you come in the door and like the cats run to the door when I come in and one of them walked out and they're indoor cats. And usually I have to like chase them
and, you just and let go, them go get him.
This week I was like, well, born free, bro. I ain't got time. Close the door. I'm having a bad day. I ain't got time. So I went, sat down. Sorry, the other cat was like in approval, like, well, he, you know, he had to go. More food for me.
As cats
and,
are.
And like a few minutes later, it was, since we're doing impressions, it was outside the door. And then my other, actually, and then my other cat, which for some reason, I think he's from Maine. He's like, don't go to the door. Don't go down there. That cat's, he's out of his mind. He's not clean anymore. We can't have him over here. It wouldn't be good. So I was like, all right. So I opened the door and he learned his lesson.
Good. I'm glad you let him back in.
But I was for real. You, my new policy is for my kids too. You walk out the door, I'm not going after you anymore. Like, just gone. I'll write about you in my memoirs, but I'm not dealing with it anymore. All right. So, Kat, we have a new show. Not a new show. We have a lot of shows within the show within the show.
Right.
And Devin, who continues to thrill us with her amazing feats, has a new game to end the show. It's Would You Rather?
Would You Rather, yeah.
Yeah, Would You Rather. Would you like to explain it to the kids?
So basically, I'm going to give you two options. I'm going to vague descriptions of the story, and you get to pick Would You Rather. Which one would you rather talk about?
And Dog Lady, you going to sit in on this one with us? Maybe we get
I
your,
would love to.
Hear your take. Cat?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm down with that.
I'm cool. All right, cool. Let's see.
Okay, so we have, we actually have three different options.
Sweet.
Today. So
okay.
Would you rather unicorn sheep get saved?
Okay.
Goat roast will go on with no goats.
Okay.
And pet iguana as a weapon.
Wow.
Iguana.
It's a lot of animal choices. I feel like eating a goat and saving a unicorn sheep. I have a feeling that's like Australia or New Zealand. I have a strike. I don't know. I don't think I want to know where that story goes. Yeah, I guess we'll take iguana for
iguana.
200, Devin.
Okay. Police were called to the scene for an incident involving a disgruntled customer and his pet iguana. Arnold Teeter, 49, was laying down in a booth and threw a menu at a waitress. When he was approached by a manager, Teeter pulled an iguana out from under his sweatshirt and started swinging the lizard over his head. He threw the animal, which missed the manager, and landed on the floor. Teeter picked up the iguana by the tail and left the restaurant. He was later found walking through traffic and struggled with law enforcement in the street before he was handcuffed. The police removed the 2-foot iguana from his shirt, and the iguana unfortunately suffered a leg bone fracture, which will require surgery. During his hearing, Teeter was disruptive and repeatedly swore at the judge. The Humane Society requested he surrender the iguana, but he refused, yelling, "I want my f-ing lizard back."
Wow, Devin. Wow.
Oh, my Potty God. Mouth.
You know what? Crack is a tough. Was there any evidence the iguana was on crack, too? Or is it just him? Or you know what, Kat? Is this crack or meth? It's one of the two.
I would say meth.
You feel it's meth because of the violence?
I would agree.
The anger?
Yeah.
You think the iguana did meth, too?
No, I think he's a victim in this.
Yeah, I feel bad for this iguana. If you're going to get a lizard, treat it with respect if you want your, quote, iguana back. Don't give it a leg fracture.
Well, he's an attack iguana. So, because he threw him, of all the weapons to have.
No, iguanas aren't bad. It's just bad owners who raise them that way.
I agree. Because, you know, if an iguana bites onto you, if he locks onto you, you're looking at maybe 5 or 6 seconds of just, ow. Really, you know.
Poor little guy.
It's really not, I mean, that's literally like throwing room temperature at somebody. It's like, did you just throw an iguana at me, bro? Like, it's not like a crocodile or alligator or a pit bull or some, or even a strange parrot. Like, he threw an iguana whose whole goal in life is to run from everything. Like, that must have been, and he missed. Point blank range with a 2-foot iguana, and he missed. So did he throw him like a dart? You throw him sideways? Like, how did the iguana land? And is that when he broke his leg, or was when the two of them were methed out of their minds running around in the street?
Like, I think when he landed, they probably thought it was a toy, too. They probably thought it was like a rubber toy that he threw until it, like, you know, scurried away.
No, I'm pretty
my
sure
my Auntie Terry was going to buy me an iguana for my birthday when I was a turning six, and my parents said no.
I think we should rectify that situation. And if this victim iguana is available
Cat
for adoption,
I would adopt this iguana.
Can we hear from the ASPCA that rescued this iguana if he is up for adoption?
He didn't say he'd give it up.
Well, he obviously will after this court case.
Reality
is
show, like they have pit bull paroles.
Yeah,
like.
I think that would fit nicely, too, even with the pterodactyl,
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say it wrong, Devin? Did I say it wrong? Because you love to wait 5 seconds to correct me?
He could be your little mascot. You could make tiny little pterodactyl wings.
I don't do iguanas anymore. I have a bad iguana experience. Oh.
I just think it's an injustice that my parents didn't let me get this iguana.
No, that is, that
if
is
I had
bull-
interest in reptiles,
yeah.
Why would they not want to nurture that interest and allow it to flourish?
Was it jealousy? Were they afraid that you would give all your undivided attention to the lizard and not them?
Must have been.
Had to be.
You could have been destined to be like a zoologist they prevented you.
You know what? Screw this. You know what? They have GoFundMe pages for money.
We're getting cat Tim,
preferably a Tegu, red one if you're really cool. Pet shops out there.
I don't like
we
the red
know
ones. I
listening.
Like the other ones.
Check that. She hates the red ones. The dark ones. She wants a Tegu and a bearded dragon as a team that she'll raise together as a couple. So pet dealers out there, assemble, and somebody send this woman. Actually, you can even Devin's staring at me. I'm not saying send it to Fox because chances are it will die in the mailroom.
Poke holes in the box, please.
Poke holes in the box. Or hit her up on Twitter and say, hey, this is where I need your address so we can send you. Stalkers and creepy guys, please don't use this opportunity to find out where Kat lives because that's wrong. Make sure you have pictures and photos and videos of the actual lizard.
It's going to be like a grown man dressed in a lizard suit that
shows
up at Fox
exactly
News and
what
says,
we don't
I'm here
want.
For Kat.
We don't want that. We want the actual Tegu, not red.
Right.
Not red.
No.
Bearded
male.
Dragon?
Male Tegu.
Yeah.
Will be named Pierogi Timph.
Yes. So we've got the name. We got the place. She has the love. We just need the lizard, which is usually pretty expensive. So we're trying to avoid that. So do we got...
We're good to wrap.
You have the paper.
Am I through the paper in my mouth again? No, after this with the peeps and stuff? No, I'm
no,
nothing's going in my mouth
paper.
The rest of the day.
Literally. You have the closing paper.
Oh, I do. I know that, though, because you've been watching, you've been listening to Tyrus and Timph. And for more information, please check with your local congressman. And you've remember, you've been listening to Tyrus and Timph. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. And for more podcasts, go to foxnewspodcast.com. Rate and review this podcast.
5 pterodactyls.
Thank you once again for putting us in the top 10, but we want that one spot, but we will settle for 5. So let's make it happen. She's the vessel.
Yes.